A few things trending this morning. There's a kid, a high school football player from Mesa, Arizona. He's been jailed for indecent exposure. When the team lined up to take the yearbook picture, he got dared to expose himself, which he did. Nobody notices. It makes it all the way through to the yearbook. So they start handing out yearbooks and see it's in there. And so he got one count for every person in the picture.
And it's high school boys. You know, hey, bro.
But nobody's looking at it.
No.
Is it indecent exposure if nobody looks at it?
Well, he's done the deed, I guess. But the thing is that's sad about the whole thing is it's just... Just, you know, high school boys being high school boys. And, you know, when he goes to get a job and they do background checks.
Could it affect him?
Yeah, because if even as a prospective employer, you saw one count of indecent exposure, that's enough for you to go,
although
I don't really think we want him getting it out in the office. You know what I mean?
Because one count, you assume things. If somebody has 69 counts, you're going to be like, can you explain this?
Well, that's what I mean.
I want to know the story. And maybe he can explain it away if they have a good sense of humor.
Uh-huh.
Like, he could easily get a job in radio.
We allow
that behavior here. Also trending, a big victory for Donald Trump. Carly Fiorina, whatever her name is, was not on the same page, though she didn't know that it was a victory.
Fellow citizens, as we fight on for the nation we hold dear.
There you go. So she thinks they're fighting on. She's like, oh, we're going to continue. And Ted Cruz walks out.
And so, with a heavy heart, but with boundless optimism.
So everyone's going, Ted,
for the long-term future of our nation.
Tell us, Ted.
Come on.
We are suspending our campaign.
Carly probably started clapping. She was like, wait a minute, what? We're not doing this?
And as I said earlier, it's like that whole Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan thing all again. Like, she just didn't get told
what
was going on.
Not on the same page. Uh-uh. Yeah. So listen, if you were trying to win your way into the Price is Right Live, happened at the Wacomico Youth and Civic Center. Mm-hmm. If you were on our Instagram, congratulations to Jennifer. It's McComa. I don't know how to say her Instagram handle. I messaged you, though. Okay. So she picked up the pair of tickets. We have another pair to give away tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're following us on Instagram. Also, tomorrow, we're giving away a pair of the I Love the 90s tour tickets. That's happening at 8:40 tomorrow morning. All morning long, we hook people up their chance to win the greatest graduation gift ever with Pohanka of Salisbury. Your chance to win a car. See how much stuff we're giving you?
Tell ya. It's like Christmas in May.
Yeah. We'll pick the first contestant for the greatest graduation gift ever at 6:10 tomorrow morning on Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy.